Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen, and this is 1320 WILS. The 2012 auto show season kicking off today in Los Angeles with over 30 new vehicles set to be debuted over the next couple of days. The production version of the 2013 Cadillac XTS making its world debut today, featuring the Cadillac user experience. To talk about this new vehicle, along with more of what will be unveiled at the show, I'm joined by Clay Dean, Director of Design at Cadillac, and who worked on the XTS. Clay, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Now, the Cadillac CTS product family is, of course, made right here in Lansing, but tell me about the XTS. How does it differ?
Well, the XTS for us is it's a new addition of a nameplate to the brand. It really is replacing two vehicles, the DTS and the STS. So those were larger vehicles than the CTS. So that's where the XTS will come in. It'll be a little bit bigger, kind of targeting a different audience than the CTS will be. And then, of course, the ATS, which I think is also going to be there in Lansing as well, will be on the other side of the CTS. So it's a large car story for us that we that's really needed.
Now, tell me about this Cadillac user experience. What exactly is it, and how will it work?
Well, Cadillac user experience for us is a new option for us. It really replaces a lot of things in terms of the radio systems that we've seen in the cars. When we talk to customers and really try to understand, you know, what are the things that they really want? What are the things that they would pay more for, but the things that they weren't being satisfied with in the marketplace, and it was connectivity. Connectivity to their own phones, to other types of devices, and to be connected to navigation, and to do it effortlessly with no distraction. So Q for us is a system that works in concert with the center stack and the instrument cluster. We have a 12-inch digital cluster that's in front of the driver that is reconfigurable to four different ways. It allows you to kind of add as much information or take it away to minimize it. So you see the traditional speedometer and the tachometer, it's all digital now, so it's it's a different experience. And then the center stack has radio, navigation, your phone contacts. It pulls up all of your opportunities to get the Pandora, other apps, Stitcher radio, satellite radio. It's another wonderful tool that just allows you to connect with the things that are the most important for you on your trips. It's all capacitive touch. It's a touch screen, 8-inch touch screen. As you near your finger to touch it, it comes alive and lights up. And then as you touch it, it gives you a haptic feedback or a kickback to it, so you know that you've actually engaged it. So it's a pretty great new innovation within Cadillac. It really blends into the science part of art and science.
Now, will this be part of all upcoming Cadillac vehicles?
It will. It launches with the XTS, and from this time forward, you will see this as an element in every Cadillac.
I know the Camaro ZL1 convertible was also featured in L.A. today, and you're out there. Probably quite a head-turner. Do you know any of the specs on this particular vehicle?
Well, it's going to be about $55,000, which is pretty great. It's 580 horsepower, so it's going to put some wind in your hair when the top's down, I have to tell you. So it's probably about 180-mile-an-hour car. It's pretty spectacular looking. Obviously, we showed the ZL1 Coupe earlier in the year, so this is the convertible version. It's pretty spectacular looking.
And what about the XTS? What's the price on that vehicle?
You know, we haven't released any pricing. We're still a little early. The car goes on sale in the springtime, but it competes against vehicles like the Mercedes E-Class and the Audi A6. So you can really reference the prices of those. There'll be a range of about three different trim opportunities, all the way up to platinum, which will be our most premium execution. But you'll have a run in the mid-40s to the low-60s for that vehicle.
Now, what is the – I know you're out in Los Angeles today. So what is the feeling at the show? Is there a particular sense of optimism now that it appears that the auto industry is, in fact, turning around?
Well, you know, I think California is car central. We have a design studio out here. We've been here for about 10 years, a little over 10 years. There is a passion of the automobile out here that has long been a part of the culture. And I think there's an optimism that's here. The show is positive. It's a large show that's here. It's probably a little bit larger than Detroit. And it's one of the largest consumer shows in the country. In fact, I believe it's the largest consumer show in terms of participation. So that tells you that people pay attention to cars out here. I think it's relatively positive. And I think you've got beautiful weather most of the time. You've got some pretty spectacular automobiles. There's so a lot of exotic cars here. So the car culture here is pretty strong. Even the casual observer here knows a lot about the automobile.
I'm talking to Clay Dean. He's the director of design at Cadillac. I know, Clay, that you're working on the electric Cadillac. Can you tell me how far along that project is?
It's coming along very well. The car is referred to now as the ELR. It really came away. It was envisioned by our Converge concept vehicle that we showed in Detroit a little over 2 years ago. Process is moving forward to productionize that vehicle. We actually have the Converge concept vehicle here in the Cadillac exhibit at the show. It's still a couple of years away, but great progress is happening. It'll provide the benefits of an extended range vehicle that we're familiar with in the Volt, but with a very much Cadillac tonality and sensibility. It'll have the dynamics that you expect in a Cadillac. It'll have a dramatic appearance and design. It'll have wonderfully executed interior. It'll have a little more performance than we've been exposed to in the traditional EREV Volt. But it'll give you all the benefits of driving with electrical propulsion. So it should be a wonderful addition in the Cadillac portfolio.
I want to ask you about the new fuel economy rules announced today, which is set to be over 54 miles per gallon by 2025. This kind of a goal, do you view it as a realistic one?
Well, that's a good question. We've been working pretty hard on a lot of fuel economy targets going forward. It's not a surprise where the challenges are coming from, and it's forcing us to be very innovative. It's going to put a lot more focus on hybrid stories, of course. We'll see smaller displacement cars, smaller cars overall. The challenge is going to be to get people to actually buy the cars that these powertrains are in. The benefits and the credits that the companies get only comes through sales. So it's very interesting to watch. The choices may be out there, but as long as fuel costs are low, as you probably heard a lot of times, the motivation for people to buy these efficient cars is not so strong. So it's going to take some shifts in terms of motivation. Like, for instance, today it was announced, or this last night, the Volt is now going to be eligible for the HOV lanes that are out here in California, which is a big thing. That's a huge motivator that will influence people to buy a Volt.
What about auto sales? I know that foreign markets are greatly expanding. When it comes to Cadillac sales, do you know what percentage of vehicles are currently being sold overseas as compared to the U.S., and where do you think this is heading to in the future?
Well, the percentage is low today. I think if you were to compare what do we sell out of country versus in country, we probably sell less than 20% outside of country today. The trend is, and the targets where we want to go, we need to be able to expand with these other markets. China is going to be a big growing market, and we need to be a part of that luxury environment. Luxury is a big story in China. New millionaires and billionaires being created virtually weekly. So we need to have properties there. And then Eastern Europe. There's opportunities in Eastern Europe to grow the brand. So we have plans to be a part of both of those regions. I think North America is always going to be a large part of our sales region, if not the largest. We know that Western Europe is the number one luxury car market in the world. But all of those luxury car makers are here in North America because it's a strong, strong market to be a part of.
Well, Cadillac is certainly a classic American brand and well-known as a luxury brand. When it comes to the international market, is it as well-known as other, let's say, European luxury brands?
You would be amazed. The heritage of Cadillac is well-known. If I go to Great Britain and talk to folks, the heritage and knowledge of Cadillac is clearly there. There aren't choices for them today to participate in the brand, but they know its history and heritage. The same thing in Eastern Europe. And I think people are at least aware of what the brand has meant in its history. They are aware that we're not where we need to be today, but they at least know who we are, and that's an important component of of our rebound.
Finally, tomorrow, any vehicles that we should be especially interested in looking out for?
You know, I think a lot of the debuts are happening today. I think you will, obviously we have the new Chevy Spark, which was shown today, which is going to be a huge news story, a vehicle beneath the Aveo or the Sonic in size, which is going to be a big story. Really kind of almost a first-time buyer car, under $15,000. Fuel economy is not announced, but it's going to be great. It's a small 1.2-liter engine. So that was a big story today. You will continue, I think, through the rest of the week, or today and tomorrow, we'll see a few other things. BMW has some mobility stories with theirs, which are pretty important to see. I'm not aware of every other competitor. I'm trying to focus on us. But I think for us, coming away from the show Journal Motors, with Cadillac stories and the Chevy stories, we've got some great boundaries. We've got luxury with the XTS, we've got high performance with the ZL1 convertible, and we've got fuel efficiency and value with the Chevy Spark. So we've got some great stories.
Clay Dean, Director of Design at Cadillac, at the 2012 Los Angeles Auto Show. Clay, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And we'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.